From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. 2 years ago today, the World Health Organization officially declared COVID-19 a pandemic. Nearly a million people have died of the disease in the U.S. Nearly 48,000 of those people lived in Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana. Healthcare reporter Shalina Chetlani of the Gulf States Newsroom takes us through some of the key moments from her coverage over the past year.
In 2020, Mardi Gras in New Orleans was the event that sparked the spread of COVID-19 in the South. Carnival season in 2021 wasn't canceled, but it wasn't the same as before the pandemic.
Starting today through Mardi Gras Day on Tuesday, all bars will be closed citywide.
The vaccine rollout was underway and provided a sense of hope. But communities of color, who had been disproportionately harmed by the COVID-19 pandemic, were also at risk of being left behind in the vaccine rollout.
I was getting calls. Where can I get it?
Community leaders like Tasha Clark Amar in Baton Rouge struggled to meet demand when the vaccine became more widely available in early 2021.
How do you get it? How do you sign up? Is there an application? Do I pay for it?
There was also a lot of hesitancy about taking the vaccine.
Have y'all got your shot yet?
No.
Do you want me to sign you up for that?
No.
Okay.
In Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana, Black doctors and nurses, like Sonia Fuqua, stepped up to be role models.
And I've heard people say, because I saw you, I'm going to go ahead and do it.
Then the narrative changed. Some people, like Brandon Ade in white rural communities in the South, were resistant to getting the shot.
I'll admit it, the South is, you know, I'm American, I can do what I want, and you ain't going to take my guns, and it's my body, and why take the risk?
As teenagers became eligible, activities like high school football games were back on.
And for the Madison Central Jaguars, number one, C.J. Barney.
When children under 12 could get the shot, some weren't too excited.
Jesus Christ, save me. Don't make me do this.
Though many parents and kids were thrilled.
I loved it. I didn't even hear it one bit.
Still, the South remained under-vaccinated. And as new variants of COVID emerged, cases surged. In the ICU, patients were younger and sicker, like Amy Mullins, who was recovering from her severe infection.
I'm telling you, my faith is what's got me. Because God's got this. I've got God, and I'm gonna be okay.
Hospital leaders like Alvin Hoover struggled to find staff to treat those patients amid an ongoing national nursing shortage.
Patients come to the emergency room. They wait for their care because we don't have a room, we don't have a nurse.
And nurses like Kimberly Carson continue to quit from feeling burnt out and undervalued by health systems.
Where were you at the beginning when we really needed you? Where were you?
Dr. Robert Smith, a civil rights leader and physician in Mississippi, says the pandemic has highlighted the need for equal access to care.
I have some hope, but nothing is achieved without a struggle. And a commitment.
Now, 2 years after it all began, cases are trending down once again, and what's ahead is uncertain. But one lesson is clear.
Good health is a human right, and it ought to be a guarantee to all Americans.
This year in New Orleans, Mardi Gras activities were in full swing, signaling another glimmer of hope for a return to normalcy. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Shalina Chetlani.